The early 20th century Welsh priest and poet R.S. Thomas writes in his poem, The Coming, "And God held in his hand a small globe. Look, he said. The sun looked far off, as through water he saw a scorched land of fierce color. The light burned there. Crusted buildings cast their shadows. A bright serpent, a river, uncoiled itself, radiant with slime. On a bare hill, a bare tree saddened the sky. Many people held out their thin arms to it as though waiting for a vanished April to return to its crossed boughs. The sun watched them. Let me go there, he said." Behold the mystery of the cross. Behold the place where Jesus goes to show us what love is like. Here on the cross, the innocent victim stands in the place of the guilty criminal. And everyone knows that he is innocent. And their knowledge haunts their dreams. And that knowledge haunts our waking moments. And I say haunts because this knowledge unravels the myth. The false myth that violence fixes things. We have a problem. The problem is them. And if we get rid of them, then we'll be okay again. That's the human storyline. As long as we've been human. And this scapegoating seems like a true myth because it actually works for a while. But then that calm of our most recent purge starts to weaken, and another problem arises. And we need another scapegoat, and another, and another. And as Gandhi so wisely said, an eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind. But the knowledge that this one is an innocent victim is like yeast in the dough. God has used this moment in history and so many others echoing out from it to slowly penetrate our willing blindness to see how we collude with the system, the way things are, to let someone pay for our privilege to think that things are really at peace, that there is no problem. There is a problem. It is a deep-seated, systemic problem with violence, legal and sacred violence. And 2,000 years later, after centuries upon centuries of religious and state-sponsored violence, we're starting to see, just a little, how completely ineffective it really is. Peace never comes through violence. So, in a way, all of our current moments of reckoning that are coming quicker and quicker and penetrating deeper and deeper are inevitable. This is what happens when we truly see the innocent victim. That the one we are scapegoating is not the source or the solution to the problem. Seeing our futile attempt at gaining peace through violence. Jesus goes to that place and goes willingly to expose the false myth, to break the wheel forever. As the prayer book prayer says it, Jesus opens his arms wide on the hard wood of the cross that everyone might come within the reach of his saving embrace. This is the way of love. Arms open wide to everything and everyone. No exceptions. And yes, the wheels of nationalism and religionism will keep turning, but they are broken. Because we can see God's larger whole. It's bigger, always bigger, than an us or a them. And this is the mystery and invitation of the cross. It's even the judgment of the cross, as Paul says, that everyone is a thou and not an it. Every expended victim, expended for convenience, expended for privilege, they hang on the cross. Theirs is the face of Jesus, the body of God. So the cross is an invitation to permanent discomfort. Not the discomfort of suffering, but the discomfort of seeing. Seeing the victim. Identifying with the victim. Identifying the victim as God, which disorients us, it discomforts us, and it calls us to embody our love. Let me go there, the son says in R.S. Thomas's poem. He sees the world as a thou, not an it. That is all that is needed to change the world. Jesus leads the way, and he shows us how. So behold the mystery of the cross, where the open arms of Jesus invite the world to walk this way of self-giving love. Come, let us adore.